CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has reassured local governments the Chinese economy still enjoys a promising outlook despite downward growth pressure. Xi Jinping made the remarks during an inspection tour in Northeast Jilin Province, which wrapped up during the weekend. He urged the province to develop growth sectors in its economy while adapting to the new normal of slower economic development. The president points out that Chinese economy is in good condition with sound economic fundamentals, remarkable flexibility, huge potential, and room to grow. He adds the economy is undergoing steady restructuring with the emerging sectors cropping up and driving growth. Beijing police have detained four people in connection with a sex video shot in a fitting room that went viral online. The four were detained on suspicion of spreading obscene content. One of them, a 19-year-old man, is suspected of having posted the sex video at Weibo.com, a major microblogging platform, while the other three were suspected of spreading obscene information. The video shot on a smartphone shows a young Chinese couple having sex in a fitting room. It's believed the footage was taken in a Uniqlo store in Sanlitun, an R-Market shopping district in Beijing. Police say the couple admitted to having sent the video to some friends. Further investigation is underway. Some 600,000 Chinese doctors have signed their names to an online petition calling for the end of violent attacks on medical workers. The event was organized after a physician was injured by her patient in Guangdong last week. The suspect attacked the doctor because he believed that the doctor's prescription made his illness worse. The provincial health authorities are demanding hospitals put up surveillance cameras and install police alarm equipment. Police presence is also to be strengthened in local hospitals. Japan's Mitsubishi Corporation has made a landmark apology for using American prisoners of war as forced labor during World War II. An executive from the Japanese company made the apology at a ceremony in Los Angeles to 19-year-old James Murphy, a former POW, and the relatives of other one-time prisoners. It's believed to be the first formal apology by a Japanese firm to POWs, an important gesture ahead of the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II, which will be marked in Japan next month. About 500 American POWs were forced to work in the mines of the Japanese company, along with thousands of Chinese, Korean, and Philippine prisoners who were pushed into slave labor by the Japanese. Cuba and the United States are expected to formally restore diplomatic relations and open embassies in each other's capitals. Monday, the Cuban flag will be raised over its mission in Washington for the first time in 54 years. The U.S. Embassy in Havana will also reopen. Kerry will meet Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, the first Cuban foreign minister to visit Washington in decades. The two are due to hold discussions covering areas of possible cooperation, such as global health and the Cuban people's expanded access to telecommunications, as well as points of contention, including Cuba's human rights record and U.S. fugitives sheltering on the island. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has arrived in Israel for a visit aimed at deepening military ties. He is the first U.S. cabinet member to visit the Jewish state since the Iran nuclear deal was clinched last week. Carter says he has no expectation of changing Israel's opposition to the Iran deal, but will instead seek to deepen security ties. Increased U.S. military-related support is expected to be on the table. Carter is scheduled to meet with his Israeli counterpart and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Saudi Arabia says 431 people suspected of belonging to Islamic State cells have been arrested, thwarting attacks on mosques, security forces, and a diplomatic mission. Suicide bombings targeting Shiite Muslim mosques in the country have killed dozens in recent months. The Islamic State has been calling on supporters to carry out attacks in the kingdom. This year's finals of the Jay Bay Open event in Eastern Cape, South Africa, has brought something sensational and somewhat alarming. Incredible footage shows three-time world champion surfer Mick Fanning fending off a shark using his fists and surfboard. The Australian punched the shark in the back and narrowly escaped being injured. The tournament was called off soon. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.